This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome, 3rd of July. Big plans for everybody. Tom, what are your big plans?
Working.
Oh, man. You're going to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I had a three-day weekend, so I'm the holiday guy.
Oh, jeez. Really? You're the holiday?
I'm the holiday guy.
I mean, do you rotate holidays, or are you designated as the holiday guy all
no,
the time?
No, we rotate holidays.
And so this is one you don't have off?
No, it's not one I have off. My in-laws have a camper. My daughter's going over to their camper tonight with some of their side of the family, so it's all good.
And what are you going to do?
Honestly, enjoy the quiet a little bit.
Ooh, that was kind of a backhanded... Yeah, it's a lot better now. All right. I have a game tomorrow at Williamsport. So I will be working tomorrow, but that's like, but doing a game to me, no offense, doesn't feel like work. So I mean, it really doesn't. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's and Labor Day. Whoops, I don't want to do that. And Labor Day and 4th of July, I work all of them. Now, Christmas, I don't. But I remember Thanksgiving last year, I had a game in Orlando, and then I had to take a late afternoon flight to Detroit to do the Black Friday game. Yeah, so that was Thanksgiving. And New Year's was the bowl game. Memorial Day I had off. And then tomorrow I have a game, and then Friday I have a game as well. But they're games. I mean, I don't look at it as, you know, like this year, Labor Day, I've got a game. Like, okay. You know, it's like, to me, it's no big deal.
Does the draft league go to Labor Day?
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure. I realized it went that far in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It goes till Wednesday. What is Labor Day? The 2nd? 2nd, 3rd? Wednesday, the September 4th, it ends. Mm-hmm. Yep. Goes that far. Yeah. But that doesn't bother me. What do I care? I'll do a game at Williamsport tomorrow, and in fact, on Labor Day, I have a game at Williamsport. They're both afternoon games. Fine. And I'll be coming off a football game at West Virginia. So what I'll do is that week I'll do, I think, Baseball Tuesday, Baseball Wednesday, Baseball Thursday, after I do the talk show with James. Go to West Virginia Friday, do the West Virginia game Saturday, come back, do the Spikes game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, talk show with James, then Saturday another football game, and then it's football after that until I get to November 4th, and November 4th is when basketball starts.
Are you bored this time of year?
Am I bored?
You don't. No. The rest of your year seems so busy.
Do I seem bored? I
mean, no.
I've got a game. I did a game last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done, let's
They
yeah, but that's one thing. You usually have three things going at once.
No. It's okay. I mean, I'm not teaching at this time of the year.
Yeah.
I will teach one more year, but that will be it. I will stop teaching after spring semester next year. It's just time. You know what I mean? Just like time. They say, oh, it's like, oh, it's so noble. Well, it's also noble to know when it's time. It's like, it's time. and so I don't teach this time of the year, which is, I find, very relaxing and enjoyable. there's no talk. There's no coaches show this time of the year. We won't do that again until August 29th. Usually when the show is over, I go over to basketball practice, and that's about an hour. Spend about an hour over there, 45 minutes to an hour, and watch that. Give me a gauge on the team, especially with all the new players. I have a really good gauge now on this team after watching them. And then eventually in August, I mean, starting in August, now I'll go to football practice.
What are they allowed to do in basketball right now?
They're allowed to do a lot.
Yeah.
They have a lot of basketball's always had more leeway than football off season, but they're starting to give more leeway in football than they used to. But, you know, they've been out there, you know, they get a lot of work done. You know, it's not that practices aren't long. But, yeah, there's more leeway now than there used to be.
I was going to say, there was a time where, like, Mike couldn't be there at all right now, could he? And I'm assuming he's allowed to be there for these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. They changed that years ago.
Okay.
I remember going out and going to practices when Pat Chambers was there. And practices, you know, again, these are not, you know, it's not one of those, okay, here we go, we're going to do a 3-hour practice. No. You're allowed workout times with players. You can bring them all together at some point. You know, there are a lot of things you can do. But it's given me a great gauge. You're looking for the improvement. From players from one year to the next. You know, a Zach Hicks, a DeMarco Dunn, a Puff Johnson. Puff Johnson's looked great so far. So is Nick Kern. They both look great so far. Ace and Zach and DeMarco. Then you're looking at the freshmen. Well, I don't know anything about the freshmen. I'm not one of those guys that sits there and says, hey, let's look at the highlights of what they've... Because I don't want to look at the highlights. Right. Name me the first time you've ever seen a missed shot in a highlight, unless you're watching a guy doing a rebounding drill. There's never a missed shot on there. Wow, he hit every 3-point shot. Golly gee willikers, I wonder why. It's called a highlight tape. Right? So you want to be able to see them and get into this kind of comparable competition as to what they're doing. Okay? And that's where you get a true read on who they are. So I see Goodman out there. Goodman's a highly recruited player. And he looks like a highly recruited player. I mean, he looks like a highly recruited player. The way he goes about his business, the way he moves. Stewart. I may not have as much pub as maybe some of the other guys, but he can play. Good shooter. Moves well. Understand, you know, is picking up defensive concepts really good. Carter, point guard, He's going to be a good player. You can see how he handles the ball. You know, he's out there and he gets to go against Ace. All right. And he holds his own. Does pretty well. All right. And then the, what's it, Stewart, Carter, Goodman, who's the other one? Stewart, Carter, Goodman. And of course, the transfers. Kachi's got a Big Ten body already. I mean, he has got a Big Ten body. 6'8", powerful. Eli Rice knows exactly who he is. That's why I really like about Eli. He knows exactly who he is. He is a good shooter. He can drive. He understands defensive concepts. Terrific. The next on the list would be Freddie DeLeon from Tennessee. Really nice shot. Quick length. It's like 6'5". Good size. Right? And he brings a lot of good stuff to the table. And Yannick, he's 7 feet tall, but he is fluid. Never saw him play in Northern Illinois. Never saw him play. Kachi I saw play at Xavier. DeLeon didn't get much of a chance, so I didn't really see much of him at Tennessee because he didn't play much at Tennessee. Eli, of course, I saw before because he was on the scout tape for Nebraska. Didn't play against Penn State because he was hurt, but he was on the scout tape. And Yannick, I never had seen. He is fluid, smooth, runs the floor, finishes, blocks shots, taps them out. He's a good-looking player. He is a good-looking player. So, you pick all that stuff up. I mean, I'm not going to get into particular details, you know, and break it down even more so than that. But that is just a base rundown on who these guys are.
You said during their season that probably their biggest issue was they didn't have enough Big Ten length. Do you think they solved that problem?
Oh, yeah, they have. And it's on the wings. And Hudson Ward, by the way, is the other freshman. Hudson Ward plays hard. He has a nice shot, and he's going to get bigger and stronger as time goes, but he has a really good start for the basics of a Big Ten body. And yeah, they needed to solve their length. And, you know, in terms of the wings. And they've done that. They've addressed that. And what I like is that something that's really important for when you have any team, whether football, basketball, I don't care what team it happens to be, do you have competition in practice? The only way you're going to get better is if you have competition in practice. That's always been one of the great advantages in Penn State football, is that some of those freshmen may not play right away because they're just not ready to play yet, but they're talented. And guess what they do? They make everybody else around them better because they have talent. You're going up against excellent athleticism when they're sitting there on the scout teams. They may hate being on the scout teams because they want to be playing on the varsity group. I got that part. We all understand that. All of us understand that. Right? But they're out there, and they're, you know, whether they're running routes or running backs, whatever, because it turns out, you know, I mean, you don't think Cam Wallace got better by going against that Penn State defense last year, and you don't think the Penn State defense got better because they were chasing Cam Wallace? Now Cam's going to get himself into the rotation.
was always my thought about Jevon Williams, the missing guy, is once he got up there trying to and could figure out how to block that defensive line, the sky's probably the limit for him too.
Right. I mean, and that's going to be, something else that is going to be big for him. I mean, he's out there blocking. So, I mean, this is freshman on freshman. But he's out there going one-on-one with Jamel Lyons. Really?
And it's, I mean, let's be honest, it's a whole different offensive concept for him, too, coming from the wing tee.
Well, look, Andy's there now.
Well.
So, let me put it this way. It's new for everybody. I mean, that's part of it. And I think that, now let's transition that over to basketball. With all due respect to the guys on last year's team, I didn't feel like there was such a drop off from starter to bench in some ways, that it just didn't feel like they had the ability to make each other better. This team doesn't have that kind of drop-off. When I'm out there watching them, they're making each other better because they can push each other. Right? You're not only out there, you're not sitting there going, yeah, well, I got my job assured. That's always the worst situation you have. Like, where you're in a preseason, I got my job assured, I'm fine. Right. You got to go out there and instead of going out there every single day and proving every single day you're the guy, then transitioning into a leadership spot because you're the guy. Now, there's some people that go in and everybody knows somebody's going to start. Everybody knew that Olufashanu was going to start. Everybody knew it. Okay. I mean, he wasn't out there fighting for his job. He already, he already had a hammer lock on it. Okay, you'll have some guys like that. There's no question you'll have some guys like that. But whenever you can create competition, and look, Mike can play as many as 10 guys in a rotation. James, they could play as many as 25 to 27 guys on defense. And on offense, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. They could play as many as 20 to 23 guys on offense. So now you can play 50 guys. I haven't even gotten to special teams yet. You can play as many as 50 guys in the rotation on offense and defense. Remember, that goes back to your question the other day, which was a great, great point, great question by you. The better programs have the better depth. In other words, there's more people, because they're better, you can trust in putting them out there. Lesser programs have lesser depth. They may have a good starting 22, but that starting 22, the burden is really on them to get it done. And as the season goes, they're getting more plays than anybody else by a wide margin. And as the season goes, they get tired. And they get into big games, and they're tired. And that does make a difference. All right. We will take a break. And we'll come back with more in a moment. Opening half hour, by the way, brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That would be me. Hi, how are you? Great to be with you on this 3rd of July. Doug says, how many years have you taught class at Penn State? Would too many be? No. Good answer? No. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. We have a multitude of insurance needs, and you need to have professionals that can handle all of them and do everything they can to save you money. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament is Wednesday, August 7th. You think about it now, Todd. I mean, today's the 3rd? So, what? It's, 5 weeks from today?
Yes. Yes, it is. I guess I should start hitting some golf balls.
Oh, that just is a little late in the game.
Probably.
That's fine. That's fine. Not a problem. All right.
I hope nobody's listening in the houses on the back nine, or they're cringing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. I've been with people that have hit houses. Like boom. The best one was in Arizona. And the reason I say that is, hey, yeah, that was the Arizona. Great. They have those, you know how the roofs are there? Like, they're not shingle roofs. They use the half pipings, right? And, of course, when, you know, if you hit it, they'll crack. And guy I was playing with hit one and went, oh, my God, oh. Let's get in the cart. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get in the cart. That's also the same place where I was playing, and the pro said, hey, do you want any tips? And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is your course, man. You're darn right. Right? I'll take whatever tip you can give me. Okay. So, he says, no matter what it looks like, Tucson, of course, is surrounded by mountains, and this course was up in the mountains. And he says, no matter what you see, every putt breaks away from the mountain. Okay. So I'm playing along, and I don't know, I've got to like maybe the fifth or sixth hole. You know, everything's been pretty standard to this point, including the world-famous third hole, which is 101 yards from cliff to cliff. And Dave Baker and I were playing, and Dave's driving the cart. And to go, you hit your drive, and there's a green and a bailout area. I have to admit, I played that hole, I think, 4 or 5 times in my lifetime. I have put it on the green 3 times. I think we played 4 times. Put it on the green 3 times. Thank you. And once in the bailout area. Yes, I never once put it into the into the canyon. Okay. But Dave, like, he's got the foot in the brake all the way down, inching our way down, and then he gets the bomb. Got it! You got to get back up there. Oh, God. So,
I'm not sure it's still there, but if you play, it's now Knoebels, but it used to be Jepco's Three Ponds right near Knoebels and outside of Healdsburg. One of the back 9 holes runs along a road, and there's a barn. It's almost all glass windows on the right hand side, and there might have been 8 glass windows in there the last time I played it.
Yeah, right. Well, go ahead.
I was going to think, I think at some point people just started aiming for it because it's abandoned and it's a putting golf balls through glass windows.
It's kind of like that house in It's a Wonderful Life where they throw rocks at it. And by the way, when you see Donna Reed throw the rock, that was done in one take. Donna Reed was a softball player in high school in Iowa. And they're like, okay, she threw it like everybody looked around and went, you have to be kidding me. She threw it right through the window. She actually did that. And she did it in one take. We're done. But back to the putt. Okay. So like, you know, I played, you know, the first few holes, get through 3, whatever. We get like the 5th hole, and there is a putt. There is no question. Based on the contour of the green, this is at least about 1.5 feet. Right to left putt. Except the mountain is on the left. So I looked over at Dave and I said, geez, Dave. I said, he says every putt breaks away from the mountain. I said, doesn't this look like it goes toward it? He goes, yeah, it sure does. He says, geez, he says, kind of significant. I said, you know what? I looked at Dave. I said, you know what? Just for the heck of it. I said, it's his course. I said, let's try it his way. So instead of putting it right to left, which is what it looked like, I putted it left to right, and the darn thing went in the hole. He was right.
He did preface it by saying, no matter what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he said, no matter what it looks like, he was right. God. And it was exactly what he said. To his credit, he prefaced it, and that's the way it turned out. Will you go to any fireworks display?
Probably not. We can see the Susquehanna Valley Country Club fireworks from our house.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
okay.
We usually sit there and watch those. But my daughter didn't really ever like fireworks. So it's not something we did a lot of when she was little. So she was more scared of the loud noises when she was 3 and 4 than she was like the lights.
Right. Well, I can understand that. I mean, because, look, Fourth Fest happens here, and it's a huge event. And I used to host it, you know, MC host it. But I haven't gone over to it in think the last time I had to host it was like 2004, so I haven't gone to it in 20 years. But see, I can go someplace, I can watch it. And, because, I mean, I host and emceed that thing for like, in one form or another, like 15 years. And it's like, okay. Now, the ability to go there, it's not as if I'm an unknown entity here. How about that? So, if I could go watch it and just watch it with family and some friends, I do that. Right. That way I don't feel like I have to ask. I mean, if you want to ask me all you want about the football team and the basketball team right now, go ahead, please. Okay. Right. And go from there. So I'll watch it because my son has a house one street up from me, and you can see the stadium from his house. So I'll watch it there. That's after I get back from the game. I'll be back in the game plenty of time. I'll be back from the game like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a 1:05 game. Up at Williamsport. It's the first time I've gone to Williamsport this year for a game. Normally at this time, I would have done maybe 3 or 4 games up there. But the oddity in the schedule is the Spikes haven't played up there. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going there tomorrow and going there Friday.
I was going to say, how many years did they start that it was home and home?
I know, every year. Every year it started like that. This year it started at Trenton. I'm like, Trenton? You know, it's like, Trenton? Or as Dixie Roy would say, Trenton. I guess that's how they say it there.
That's weird. Why would they change that?
Well, I don't know. There were a couple things they had to change in the schedule. For example, they wanted the Spikes to play at home a couple of weeks ago, but Medlar Field Lebrano Park already has the PIAA baseball championship. So they had to switch out that weekend for another week. You know, so they had to work around a couple of things to make it happen. And so that's part of the issue, too. Sometimes it depends on ballpark availability. But why they didn't start with Williamsport this year, I do not know. It's the first time ever. I can't think of another year where they started with somebody else.
No, not since State College got the team, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, interesting. Yeah. But I kind of just go with the flow. If they tell me what I always tell everybody, like, if it's a football or basketball, tell me what time the plane leaves. I'll make sure I'm in my seat. After that, where we go, doesn't matter.
I was thinking this is actually the first year I haven't been to Bowman at all this year either, because I didn't cover a baseball semifinal or final this year. I usually get up to at least one of those at Bowman.
Oh yeah.
And they did home, and they did home. They do home playoff sites in the first round, so they didn't really use Bowman at all after that either.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. Can't answer that one. By the way, they've done a good job at that ballpark up there. When they put in the fun deck on the right field side of it, they really did do a great job with it. And it's turned out to be what they hoped it would be. They were hoping it would be the kind of place that would be the gathering spot in the ballpark, and that's exactly how it's turned out. Phillies and Cubs play tonight. Zach Wheeler goes tonight, 8:05. Shota Imanaga's on the mound tonight for the Cubs. Zach Wheeler for the Phillies. I mean, you talk about reliability. It's 2.73, 9-4. He's only given up 73 hits in 105 innings. That's it? 112 strikeouts. 31 walks. That's nearly 4-1. Phillies won last night over the Cubs. Cubs scored 3 in the ninth inning to make it look nice. But the Phillies won 6-4. And Trey Turner homered last night. Twice. He also knocked in another run. I mean, Turner, he was 3-5 last night with 2 home runs, an RBI single. He drove in 4. He's now hitting .338.
I saw this note last night before the game. You know, of course, there was a lot of worry when JT Realmuto went down, and the Phillies went through their worst 20-game stretch after he went down. They went 10-10. But the plus is the Braves didn't gain a game either. So,
well, again, they don't have Acuña.
Actually, the way the Mets have been playing lately, the Mets might be their challenge in the second half of the season.
The Mets have been better. The Mets are 2 games or a game over 500 right now because they won their last 2 to get back over 500. That's a big plus for them to get themselves in that kind of position. The Mets are in an interesting spot. And the reason they're in an interesting spot is this. A lot of people would like Pete Alonso. If they keep doing enough, and keep them in the race, they wouldn't trade Alonso. Right now, the Mets are 1 game back of the wild card. They're a game back of San Diego. In the wild card race. The Phillies are, you know, way out in front. You talk about, they've got the best record. They're just really.
I was going to say Harper was player of the month again, and I believe Christopher Sanchez was the pitcher of the month.
See, that's the part. It's Christopher Sanchez. Harper, you expect.
Yes.
But you've got Wheeler, you got Nola, and now you got Christopher Sanchez and Ranger Suarez? Where's the breather? I mean, I think Machado started last night, right?
Yeah, that was Walker's spot, and I think Turnbull's hurt now too, right?
Yeah, so they went essentially not quite with a bullpen game, but pretty close. I mean, they used a lot of relievers last night. They're playing .659 baseball. Okay, they've got the best record in baseball, period. They're 56-29. Like, the best record. Okay, they're 33-14 at the bank. They're 23-15 away. They've won 7 of their last 10. Now, you mentioned the Mets. They've won 7 of their last 10. And I'll tell you a team that's starting to get hot, the Cardinals. Cardinals are now in the wild card. If they were in today, the Cardinals would make it as a wild card team. Ollie's got them playing well. They've won 7 of their last 10.
I was going to say, they're kind of like the Mets. They were struggling in April and mid-May, and then all of a sudden figured it out.
And San Diego, by the way, is playing a lot better, too, right now. The Yankees, who have a payroll that is equivalent to the government of Honduras, they're 3-7 their last 10. They lost again last night. It's quite the group you get there. As I said to Matt, and I wasn't joking when I said it. Gee, they started to play the better teams. What happened there? They started to play the better teams. And suddenly they started not winning. Interesting. What was it that I said to Bob Nightingale? Nobody ever talks about, hey, let's talk about the Yankees, the Dodgers. I said, nobody ever talks about the Mariners. They're not playing well right now. They're 3-7 their last 10. They've lost 3 in a row to Minnesota. But they're still in first place in the West by 3 games over Houston. Oh, and by the way, Houston has finally figured it out. They've won 8 of their last 10.
Yeah, I believe they were writing their eulogy a little early in mid-May.
Everybody writes eulogies early. It's unbelievable. I realize that we're always on this in this 24/7 cycle, so I do understand this. You have to churn out material. I got it. Yeah, I completely get it. Right? So you have to come up with something, and there's probably stuff that's suggested as well. But baseball's hard to react to on a day-by-day basis. In fact, most of these sports are. I mean, they're hard to on a day-by-day basis because they're all so different. There's probably only so many Paul Skenes stories you can write. He's got a 2.06 ERA. He's averaging 12 strikeouts per nine innings. Yikes. He's got 70 strikeouts and 10 walks. A 7-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Really? 52 and a third, he's only given up 44 hits. These are the standards I go by. I don't want to go with the spin rates and the blah, 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 blah. Okay, there's certain basics you can look at. Are you giving up fewer hits than innings pitched? Are you striking out on a percentage exponentially more than you're walking? You take his walks and his strikeouts. Okay, that's 54 to 52 and a third. That's beautiful baseball. That's beautiful baseball. I don't know how much more you can ask out of the guy.
Can he hit?
Doesn't have to.
He might if he wants to win a couple games.
Yeah, they need offense. They need more than Brian Reynolds. Brian Reynolds leads them in every offensive category. Every offensive category. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.